Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Big and Lazy.
So what y'all say about sassy dudes?
Sassy niggas.
Okay, so I asked if a dude texts you, hey, but instead of just spelling it H-E-Y,
right,
he puts a bunch of Y's on the end.
Is he trolling you or does he do this on
the
regular?
No, this is just how he
texts.
Yeah.
Super sassy.
It's super sassy.
But what if he likes you and then like asks extra emojis?
Hey, baby.
Extra emojis is one thing, but hey, like, come on, like.
You got hey two. Is gay.
What's anyway, the second Y for? I don't know. You don't get two Ys.
Because I feel like with one Y, it's like, hey.
Yeah.
That's it?
But if it's like, hey.
Yes.
Sounds a little sassy.
Yes. But I'm going to say it's fucked up for niggas like me that, because I be seeing memes like it's sassy for a nigga to be excited about his birthday. Damn, it's sassy
it's
for a nigga
to your birthday.
Be excited about another life.
I seen one that's fucked up. It's like it's sassy for a nigga to take more than one shower a day. And I'm like, man,
they just trolling.
It's gay for a nigga to take, it's sassy for a nigga to take baths. Like, God damn.
Do y'all think it's sassy for a nigga to smoke hookah? I think that's unfair. Why?
I don't know. Why the fuck you smoking hookah, fam?
Why not? If you in the section, somebody done bought some hookah or whatever, you just there for the vibes.
You ain't never smoked hookah and drank?
It gives you a buzz.
I've smoked hookah, especially when it first dropped and people was actually going I've chilled with my woman and her friends and just smoked hookah and take shots.
Yeah, it gives you a buzz.
But I see how it could go left with niggas.
How'd it go left? I ain't never seen it go left.
Hold on. If it's five niggas in the section, we all passing the same hookah around.
You got your own tip.
You got your own little tip, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it goes wrong for me if it's like a bottle and niggas want to come up and like, yeah, let me hit the hookah. Like, hitting the weed. Let me hit the hookah. Like, my nigga, you.
Yeah, that's lame.
Like,
yeah.
Back up,
just
bro.
Go. Just wait till it gets
like,
here.
You want to be in the section like that bad?
It's not.
No. It's not a blunt. Like,
and
relax.
You can put like your yak, what do y'all call it? Yak?
Yeah.
You can put that in the bottom.
The bottom of
where you smoke the hookah?
Yeah, like where you put the where you put the water.
That's different.
You can put liquor in it to give you a buzz.
That's I didn't know
different.
That.
Yeah.
Look at Big, we're gonna get a hookah.
So what's y'all favorite liquor to drink? I love it, Martell. That's my Kanye. That's my shit. What's y'all favorite liquor to drink?
I'm a tequila girl.
Tequila.
That tequila is something else.
I'm tequila.
That Jamaican rum that you brought back, though, was fire.
I'm tequila now. I was originally
it's
like a Henny
you
Remy.
Can get it here too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Henny
Wayne
Remy,
stuff?
Give me,
is that Lil Wayne?
Give me straight.
I didn't know who that was.
Sip
I figured it was somebody's, though.
Yeah, it's a Wayne.
Yeah, it's good.
But I think, for me, I don't fuck with niggas that like overly post on social media. Like,
I think that ties into the lane too.
Like, I think it's when you overly post selfies of yourself.
And that and like single only hit you at night. Like,
yeah,
what you for the women, bro. Like,
and dudes are still post stacks of their money.
I think that some is corny stuff, as shit.
Some stuff is just corny and lame, and some stuff is sassy.
Yeah,
like I think it's real lame.
What makes
when
a nigga lame though? That make you not fuck with? Like, if you had your standard of nigga, what makes him lame to like, he's lame.
I don't like a nigga that posts a bunch of thirst trappy memes. On their story.
I hate
that's
sassy
hate
as fuck
it.
To me.
Yeah. Well, it's super sassy and it's super lame because
why
it's
you
like
telling Facebook
a pick
how good
me.
You eat pussy?
Yeah, like, I
hate
that.
Because then when you get to it, you weak than a mug.
Or you not, but it's like, relax. Like, you ain't gotta, what are you doing all of this for?
Because now I feel like, weak?
I feel like you for everybody at this point.
Yeah, you for everybody.
And likewise, I was, I ain't gonna say, but yeah, she.
You was in a situation?
Yeah, I ain't gonna say our relationship, but why are you at home? I understand you going out to the club. Like, you curve, you got a nice body. You can't hide it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Why are you at home? Your ass tooed up in the mirror. You know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? Like,
right.
You just asking for, I can't have my nice body, but you at home just.
I'm mindful of
taking prostitute pictures. I call prostitute pictures.
Now. Yeah. Because there was a point where I was like, just really excited about my gains that I was making, like with my body and stuff. And I wouldn't necessarily, they could be considered thirst trap.
I'm with D, but, though. Like, I feel like most people that do that thirst trapping shit don't be nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you don't always know people offline, but I've met females offline that I'd be like, man, everything she posts is sexual. Everything she posts is this. Everything she posts is that. You meet them in public, they might stink. Like,
yeah.
Like, you ain't nothing like you was in public. Like,
yeah,
because
I was skeptical off a blue outfit. I was like,
that's an insider right there.
No, it's not an insider. It's on my page. But I was just,
you're not posting thirst trap every day though.
I thought you were talking about like somebody else. You're talking about your fit.
Yeah, because it was just like I liked it.
Right.
It looked fine to me.
Period.
Speaking of working out. She can bench press like 200 pounds. That's fucking.
Who can?
I looked at that video like 50 times. I'm like, man, that gotta be some fake.
Who can?
Oh, she had 40 pounds in each hand.
Hey,
try that domestic shit.
Yeah.
That's another thing I said. I could never mess with a dude if I feel like I'm stronger than you.
I feel like when we in the gym and I be looking at dudes, I'm like, dog, let me lift with you.
Period.
Because I can lift heavier than you.
Period.
Damn.
You can't lift heavier than me.
Just know, me and Big will never go to the gym with y'all.
We can.
Wait till my shoulder get better. Wait till my shoulder get all the way.
Hey, Big.
I fell out the shower like a dumb.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
Getting ready for work.
Oh, man.
Nah, listen.
No, he did. He was fucked up.
Like a fucking cartoon.
How do you fall out the shower?
Listen, y'all.
Go to the pod
and just watch the last few. And just watch. He be working it. Bro, really?
Still, like, it's a little better, but.
Yes,
no
bro.
Cap. I'm getting ready to work in the morning. I took this leg, came out the shower first, and I stepped out. I don't know how this leg got out of the shower. Just, both my legs in the air like Scooby-Doo and just came right down on everything. All this weight came down on his shoulder. Boom.
Fuck.
My God.
Damn.
I just felt the instant.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
And it probably happened in slow motion, too.
Yeah, slow
was
fast.
Was you grabbing for something?
I don't know what to grab on something. That's what kind of caught it. I'm like, oh, shit.
Listen, y'all. Y'all ever had a job that you felt like you just can't call in for? The podcast has been that. I can't find a reason to be like, I can't come.
Unless it's already scheduled.
Because bro come, he's like, it's in a sling, but
I'm just going to
hold it together for the video.
It happened that Friday. That's Sunday.
Listen, I thought Big was ready to be on camera in the sling. When the camera came on, he was out of the sling.
Locked
I said,
loaded.
Yeah.
Listen, I gotta come whether I want
Period.
To or not.
Rain or shine.
Well, Thanks. I mean, if you need that taken care of, I'm gonna plug her real quick. A girl I went to school with, her name is Jazzy J on Facebook, and I give it to y'all when we get off her. But she gave me a massage the other day because I don't know how I slept, but my neck and my arm was so stiff, like from the neck down, to where I had a migraine. Mm. And she was like, I help people get rid of migraines and I can do shoulder work on you. When I tell you, I feel
loose. She sound
like
a witch. Whoa, whoa.
She got me together.
Yeah.
I need to go to her because all in her.
She got me together.
As black people, we have to tap into those small things that.
Yes. Because we own our feet.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you do?
We grind the most.
I don't want to say it on camera, but
tell us later. Tell us later.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But
we knew her.
And I cut her. I'm on my feet all day, every day.
Like, is it physical?
No, it ain't physical.
Oh, okay.
That's the easiest job in America.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's
we on our feet. We using a blow dryer, so we constantly.
Yeah.
And I'm short, so the majority of my clients are always.
So your arms are up.
My arms up. Yeah.
How much y'all charge for a wash? How much y'all charge me to get my shit, wash my shit, and just blow it out or something?
We need to detangle it too. Huh? Detangle it.
Damn. So how much would it get a special price? About 100.
Yeah.
We'll talk.
Okay.
As a barber, though, like...
Yeah, get the off-camera
part. As a barber, like, I'm constantly just...
Cutting. I find myself, after this, all day.
I found myself, like, getting home, trying to play the video game, and, like, my hands are tense up, like...
So do y'all believe in self-care?
I'm gonna plug somebody real quick, too, which helped me out a lot. Locks by Miko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She tapped me into just... Like stretching and doing things before you get intimate in your job. You know what I mean? Because even the shoe, like you got to watch what you wear. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be trying to be, you know, a little fly when I cut sometimes.
I'm going out looking for food.
So y'all all do hair and cut hair, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So how do y'all deal with smelly clients? Clients that stink, motherfuckers. Like, goddamn, because, like...
Listen, I'm going to have
y'all private... Y'all somebody be like, damn, man, you should have showered.
Y'all need to... Really consider hygiene. I'm gonna
tell you.
Have y'all ever had that though?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you when I'm going.
So what do y'all do?
If I'm gonna say something to you, it'll have
you
to
tell
be,
them.
It'll have to be if you don't tell me.
Hold on.
What you mean?
If you don't be like, I just got off work, bro. I just needed it. You feel me? I ain't washed in a week. Like, cool. Let me wash your hair first, and then I cut your hair. Mm-hmm. It might be a little extra, but it's worth it. Your cut going to be beautiful because you ain't, you know, you're hardworking. You know, people be hardworking.
How do y'all deal with that, though?
If you don't tell me that you...
We be caught off guard.
Yeah, definitely.
Sometimes... You don't smell them till they get up.
Yeah.
It be a booty
air. It's the get up air, yeah.
It's that get up air.
Or that sit down air.
You still standing behind a chair when they get up and be like,
You have a pungent odor in your britches, baby. You need to get
like, and hey. It be foul.
See, y'all dealing with women. I'm dealing with like.
Some of the men, too.
Yeah. We don't have funky men.
Like, I don't know what it is, but
some
it's
some
like.
Some of the men sitting down air.
If you don't tell me. I'm going to be like, what you been hooping, bro?
Yeah. I done had a few that just got out of work and they work in like a factory job or something like
Facts.
That. I ain't going to hold that against
right,
you.
Yeah, okay. Right.
But if I know you just came
you
from
coming in our dress to the night. Right.
Yeah, come on, fam. Like, right. And then I done had a few clients that be farting in the chair. And I don't appreciate that because I'm standing right behind you.
Yeah, they say, excuse me? Or like,
no, they just let that slip out. And hope I don't smell it.
That's disrespectful.
It's so disrespectful.
We have to fight. Like, hold on. Yeah. We got to fight.
I done texted Deanna before, and I was like, I think my client's for it. And it's pissing me off.
Y'all in the same shop?
Yeah.
Shout out to Shout Out.
It's just me and Deanna, Main and Beauty Bar. Hurston,
that's beautiful.
Hurston Parkway. Hurston.
Solar Salon.
That's dope as fuck. I got to get into it. Get my barber's license so me and Ty, they can be in the same shop.
Hey,
so
man, I got a chair for you right now, my nigga.
It's like, fun. You look like a barber.
Mm-hmm. I could definitely see you being a barber.
Definitely.
Can you cut her? I mean, you know anything about her?
No.
You can learn.
You can learn anything.
I can learn.
Definitely.
I had this one time, it was a couple years ago, and I told this girl, I said, don't leave this style in your head for more than 8 weeks. Y'all, why she come back? It had been 6 months.
Man,
was
she
the same style?
Yes.
It was falling off her scalp. Oh, wait.
When she walked in the shop, my eyes got big and I just looked down because I knew it was the same style.
I hope she don't watch this because she ain't coming.
Have y'all ever had somebody that didn't pay? Like, did some old Calvin out the barber shop, just took off running or something?
I had somebody that tried that one time.
I had somebody say, I ain't got nothing but this afterwards. Like, I ain't got nothing but this.
Bro. I heard barbers go through that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, especially with your regulars. Like, but my thing is, if you always take care of me, just tell me ahead of time. I got plenty of people like, man, I got an interview tomorrow, bro. I'm broke. My nigga, I got you. You spend $30, $40 every time I see you, so I have no...
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be back. You know what I'm saying? But I've definitely had people be like, man... But it's more... I'm gonna tell you why I didn't trip though. It was one of my little. He's probably like 10. He was like, I ain't got nothing but $10 afterwards. I was like, damn, your mama dropped you off. Just it must be all she had. It's cool. I see you.
But
again.
It'll come back for you though.
It'll come back. You know what I'm saying? That's how you keep people in your chair. You know what I'm saying? In your shop. You know what I'm saying? But I really hate the fact when people be like they don't have the money after the fact though. If you grown, my nigga, tell me ahead of time so I can choose if I want to fuck with you or not. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Have y'all ever, ladies, have y'all ever had a client? Or have y'all ever been like, y'all dated a client?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
No. Nah. So, and we was asking somebody to send us in some questions, and they was like, dating within the industry. No, kind of. Well, we didn't even date because right. I cut it short. But
Have you ever had somebody what's a deal breaker, that you would fuck with, or like, man, I don't fuck with whoever this
I mean, if he...
A client?
Yeah.
A client? No.
Okay. That's very professional because...
No.
I keep it professional, too.
Yeah, I definitely keep it professional, even with the male clients. Like, man, don't tell me what you doing for, you know what I'm saying, in the streets, bro. Like, that's why I keep my doors locked. I don't know who followed you over this motherfucker, bro. Like, no, you know what I'm saying?
I can't mess with none of my clients.
It's been somebody that I've, like, already been talking to, and they need their hair done, and they
know
I do that.
They know you do hair.
Yeah, but as far as, like, a client, a paying client, nah.
Well, jump subjects, not to... Jump subject, but
we jumping subject.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did y'all take on polygamy?
Shit.
Not all of y'all, just you know what I'm saying? Like
polygamy, what's that?
Like multiple people in a relationship.
Yeah.
Nigga.
That's a lot happening.
And it can be for the women. Like I hear women say all the time, well, if you gonna, you know, what if it's the shoe on another foot?
Yeah,
what if
I want another husband? Like if men ask us all the time if they woman should give them a third party or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if the woman wants to do that, then it's an issue. Then it's gay or it's a train or this and that and the other. Like,
what you mean if a woman wanted a man?
Two men.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a train?
It's definitely a train.
Is it sunny in the summer?
Yeah, but it's a bitch.
Why is that a train?
It's definitely
a train.
If two
men is having sex with a woman?
But like I said, off camera, I said I fuck with
that's a transfer.
I fuck with gays. You know what I'm saying?
You get the target ticket.
Like off camera, I told you I fuck with Kevin Gates, even though he's spitting in bitches' mouths and women's mouths. I don't want to disrespect nobody, but to me, it's like whatever. Like I said, whatever works for you and your partner. But me, I could share my woman if it's what they call it, swinging.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way, but it has to be
an
even. It has to be an even trade. I don't want to know, man. One of y'all can't work at Thornton's.
What?
And one of y'all, you know what I'm saying? It has to be like, if I met Will and Jada, despite everything we know about them, it's just Will Smith and Jada.
And they wanted to swing with you and your wife.
I feel like if my wife's attracted to that person and I'm attracted, it has to be an even trade with me. Mm. It can't be no, my girl look better than your girl. And
would you allow her to like pick the person to bring back home? T-Pain does it.
That yes, I heard that because
they said it works better.
It's cheating if he's not there. I would rather my woman to pick the woman because if there's a woman, if she's like it's a woman that I like, I don't think to me. I think all women have a little. It's more cool for women to engage with women. We're not looking down on that. You know what I'm saying? A man can't go home and be like, I like this nigga.
A woman will walk up on you quick. No
facts.
Lie.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's where it goes in the
let me ask
communication with your spouse. If you and your if me and my wife say we like this woman and she's cool to come in our bedroom, I'm comfortable with that, even if I let the woman that's experienced do her thing with my woman to get us comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of dudes is insecure anyway.
They do be insecure.
About anybody touching a woman. That's why I'd be like, nah, nigga can't touch my woman, but I can get off on a woman. I'm cool to sit back and be like, because I know there's things that like women hold within each other that a nigga would never understand. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, if I can experience that with my woman, that's cool. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? But some niggas ain't going for even a woman like a woman.
And that nigga's right to the end of this couch.
And I don't want to see no woman touching on my nigga, period. Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm...
Because if you get to doing too much, I'm going to have to crack you.
Yeah, right. Threesomes is not for everybody. And I'm one of the people.
That's why I said I'm willing to like let back and let and see women in their essence of whatever. I think all women... So, that's just me.
So you say polite.
I think all women are
that they attracted
in a way. Yeah, that's kind of saying
everyone they
expect. Yeah, you can tell a woman she's beautiful, but I don't want to bring you
but home. I don't want to necessarily have a sexual experience with her.
No. Okay, that's different. Because some women be like, yeah, like, but I think, I also think there's like, that's why I said this should be gatekeeping on lesbians. Like, y'all just be letting anybody be lesbian.
It should be a club, huh?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because I feel like everybody's not a all the lesbians, I feel like, ain't lesbians. Like, I feel like some of them just be wanting to try shit.
Yeah, they just fucking
or
freaks.
They just want to do it because it's fun.
Yeah, right. Or using. Some lesbians use women they know. Yeah.
Don't nobody trick harder than a stud.
No.
A stud,
a stud will take care of your whole family.
Or kind of your whole family. As
or
we
kind.
Done found out.
Okay.
Yes. Facts.
But the question was polygamy. Can I handle two women? No, nigga. It sounds good on paper, but it's
it a lot. It
thank you. Because there's so many men that be like, oh,
nah,
you ain't even master handling me.
Yeah,
you want to bring somebody else in? You
got to take a sexual stimulant to fuck one woman good. What I'm going to do with two?
Not saying I'm one in a million, but if it came down to polygamy, I think I could handle it because I've mastered bills.
But
once you master bills, you can...
What the fuck is mastering bills, buddy?
Hey, mastering bills is like a game.
You mean if financially, you can, like...
Listen. I think that if we're talking polygamy, it has to be certain rules to this. Everybody has to bring something to the table. It can't be two women at home all day kicking it while I'm out getting the cheddar, which is... That's how polygamy is. It's control. Y'all stay in the house, and y'all do what I say, and y'all can have the house, the cars, all that shit. But polygamy to me is we all go out and hustle. And when we
do
get
y'all be
together,
arguing?
You know, who me and Big?
Yeah.
I think we think different on some things, but it's like,
and this
I'm,
is one of
I'm
them.
An understanding, I'm an understanding
nigga,
cat,
give me
though,
one.
You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me. What the fuck I'm going to do with two women, though? I don't,
facts.
That sounds good on.
It does.
For a night or two out the week. Come on, baby, come on. You facts. Know what I mean? But
what if you got,
I'm dealing with two out of two.
But what if you dealing with two women?
A relationship with two women.
Yeah.
Nah,
that's a lot.
Man, what if you got two women? Then when you come home, one of them cook, one of them's doing this, and everybody just got off work.
Nigga, this ain't a Tyler Perry movie. That shit don't
fucking... It don't happen in Tyler Perry, bro. I'm just saying. I know me and my wife would
just,
never...
Just a hypothetical. That sounds good,
any
though.
Of that. I'm just saying, I'm a man of understanding. So if I'm going to understand something, there has to be certain rules within myself and essence within myself. I would want...
What kind of rules you need?
I'm not saying I want two women, but if I had two women... And I was in a polygamy relationship. We all together. I would want two women to have their own identities. I don't want to be choosing what y'all wear, what y'all eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
want,
like.
You don't want the sister wives.
No. Y'all gotta have careers and things that y'all want to pursue within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because two boss chicks are not going to be home at the same time. Everybody has an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it has to be a level of understanding that this is what it is. Everybody can't handle, all right, I'm fucking her upstairs and you cooking.
Yeah, you know it sounds good on paper, but I don't
see it. Sounds good on paper, but, you know.
So what about, like, do you think that your partner or your spouse should consult you before making a change within their appearance?
What kind of change are we talking about?
So, like, their hair, like, if they one day have... a flat iron, and then the next they come back, they got a wig on, and you're not used to seeing them with a wig.
Or the big chop.
Yeah, or a big chop.
So when you say consult, do you mean ask permission or just let me run it by you?
Both.
Should they? Okay, first question. Should they ask permission?
No.
Yeah, I say
I'm
no
cool
too.
It's your, go ahead, do your thing, baby.
Yeah.
As long as it looks nice, I'm not one of them niggas that over-criticize women like Jimmy this. Like,
but what
look
if
nice.
It don't look... What if she give you like a smoky moment with Janet? What's her name on Friday?
You talking about...
And like Freddie.
Jackie Miller. Yeah. R.P. Adele, man.
I know.
So
I'm not into control. Mm-hmm. I'm not a dictator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's levels to the essence of women. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got long hair and you like, I can't do nothing with this shit, and you do the big chop, you know, as long as that motherfucker's on point, mm-hmm. even if it ain't, it's like, it's just a different essence of a woman.
Right.
You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Right. Women with short hair. There's women that don't grow their hair out. They're going to keep their shit short. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, loyalty to me is deeper than just how you look. It's thank like, you. I fuck with how you think. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to cut all my hair off, or I wanted to go blind, or I wanted to go do this, or, like, I'm not in to control. Like,
right.
like how they did with Russell Wilson when Ciara went to the awards and her cheeks was out.
Mm-hmm.
And they like, he's a simp. He let her. She's
grown. Her stylist put that together for her.
And I'm sure her husband, Ben had run that past him.
And her husband is secure enough to let her work.
I got flack on that on the book because I was like, y'all lame for crucifying this no. dude for letting her. Shit. His woman
her husband
be.
Is secure enough for her to yeah, work.
And
that.
I'm with her. My woman. Right. I know if she goes out, she's not gonna be comfortable with her ass out if I'm not with her. So she's right. gonna be she gonna dress a cord. See what's wrong with the world is niggas be damaged mm-hmm. too.
And insecure.
I done told a woman that though.
What?
Like we stepping out somewhere and like you dress like a whore. Go change. Yeah.
But what's dressed like a whore?
Exactly.
Like, I don't know. She had a see-through, like a fucking see-through.
And you was with her?
We was going to, I ain't gonna say with her, but I was, you know.
Like
we
you were was out present. Together. Yeah, y'all
yeah,
was
I picked up. She came up to the car. I'm like, go change. Like, we not, you know what I mean? We're going out
where
to eat.
Where was y'all going?
Going out to eat.
Oh,
and
no.
she has some yeah. goddamn, like, you yeah. dressed like a whore.
It's a time and a place.
It's a time and a place for sure.
Yeah, she just
ladies
dressed.
Ladies know what to do, though.
Yeah.
Like, a lady, period, is going to know what to do. Like, mm-hmm. when we went to Vegas
mm-hmm.
for the Lovers and Friends Festival, like, and she showed me some jeans. You know I should wear these? Like, the cheek, like, it's ripped up in the back. The cheeks is poking out. She don't want to wear no drawers with it. So I'm like, me, I'm with you.
Right.
I'm with you on that. You feel me? Like, now, if I'm not there, I might be like, damn, girl, you got your cheeks out, but you going out with the girls, enjoy yourself. But I'm just a different type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hang your, I give you the rope to hang yourself, but if you don't hang yourself, if I give you the ammunition to hang yourself and you don't do it, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm with you, you can have them titties out, them ass out. This is mine. Like, yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
You but you know. Also, she's going to know it's yours, too, when she's out with her girls. Yeah. Like, ain't nobody going to be able to, like, talk then, her into nothing if she knows
right.
what she got at home. Like,
if
I know that, or if we both know that I'm going out and I'm coming back to you, what are we worried about?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ain't nothing to be worried about.
Oh, I got a question.
What?
Go ahead.
Do y'all feel like a woman's body count matters?
No.
Nah.
I like my meat seasoned. I like my meat seasoned, nigga. Yeah, season my motherfucking double seasoning.
Right.
Yeah, what the fuck I
add
want?
Have a little extra seasoning. Yeah.
I think that is the lamest argument
shit. Ever. Long as you ain't got nothing, just come. You know what I mean?
Y'all not even asking about her test results. Y'all don't even care right. if she got a disease or not.
Right.
Y'all care about how many bodies she got?
Right, okay.
That's
okay.
Wild to me.
But there's a fine line between that. It's am I with her to be with her? I'm not saying that it count, because to me it don't count. Because you can get with a nigga and he tell you, I've been with a million
exactly.
females. And certain females will be like, you know what? That's a turnoff to mm-hmm. me. You feel me? So, I mean, it's like, I think dudes naturally like those type of women anyway, in a gray area
age,
way. Like, look at how many men like sexy red. They
bro,
love
right?
sexy red.
I know.
Listen,
you feel what
I'm
saying?
It's more men that like sexy red than women that
yes,
like sexy
I
red.
Love sexy red. I love sexy red.
It
not
is
even
strange.
For the,
what
not
is it
even
about
for the
sexy
freak
red?
Shit.
What's strange
it's,
about it?
To me, it's what's strange.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, go ahead.
To me, it's just like, she's the girl that I see at Shorty's, and she made it. It's like, that's sexy to me. Like, damn, you made it, and you just regular. You a regular little slut bucket. You know, like, and if you ever been to St. Louis, St. Louis is worse than Park Hill.
Sexy Red done sold some pussy before. She didn't.
Yeah, she's a.
She didn't.
Sexy Red does say she don't use condoms.
She's yeah, disgusting. She
and you know what? And I seen a post about, I seen somebody post her. And I said, you know what? It makes sense.
Because
I'm like, it ain't no way.
that you like Sexy Red and think you gonna like me. We are on two different ends of the spectrum.
Hold on, so go ahead. So you, have you ever had a, like a guy like you look like, damn, we both can't be your type? Like you ever looked at a guy like, and you
not, yes, we both cannot be your type. Yeah, and I right. know I ain't. If you like Sexy Red, I'm not your type.
I'm gonna tell you this, as a man, there's a difference. Certain men like hoes.
And
that's why
I'm
you're
one
like,
of them?
Man, how this bitch keep getting nigga after nigga? Mm-hmm. Niggas Bro. Love hoes.
They wow, say hoes is fun.
I know. That's some fun. Of the coolest chicks I know are hoes. Like, hoes. I look on.
Yes.
That's a myth. You can't turn a hoe to a housewife. I know women that 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, the straight hoes, maybe even prostitutes, they got husbands and they got good family. You know what I mean? So that really don't matter. Like, body count don't matter. Like, I'm not. My homie. You gotta ask tough questions. Why? I don't wanna know them. Question. I don't wanna know them.
I don't wanna know.
I've never asked that question and nobody ever asked me. Mm-hmm. And if they do, you're not gonna get the answer. Not because
Who
my number is high,
shit?
But that's just a dumb question to me.
Stupid
like,
it
why
is.
Does it matter?
If we lay down.
Do you know your exact number? Do you know your number?
No. I do.
But it's because I'm playing
hold on.
Like.
May I ask what it is?
No.
Is it up? Is it 10? A higher low?
I ain't telling.
But you know it though. You volunteer.
I know
it.
I do know it.
Don't tell it.
Is it 25?
No.
Lower?
Way lower.
25 is a lot.
25 is
I'm going to guess one more time.
No, you're not.
guess. I'm not telling
I don't even know, man. I don't even know where to begin to answer
I
this shit.
I wouldn't even like.
I'm going to tell you why I don't care. And it's because if we lay down and it's shit that I've never had done. Experience.
Hold on, buddy. What you mean?
Hey, listen. I'm just saying, period. Like, just, this was different right here. I'm not going to ask you where did this come from.
Some of them probably don't even count.
I know some bitches and some of these hoes. That fuck the hell. You ain't learned. You know what I mean? You learn this shit with experience, bro. Like, you sucking nigga. Hold on. Where'd you learn this from? Who the fuck I get?
How old are you, B5?
She'd be 34 in December.
Okay. Bruh's like 60. He's like a 60-year-old OG.
What you ask my age for?
You're hilarious.
Yeah, I grew up with them old niggas. I'm just saying, though, like, my homie, you got to ask some tough questions. Like, oh, I'm on a first date. We chilling. How many people you been with?
No, that's not a question.
Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? It's going to ruin it.
Like, I'm saying it's going to ruin it, though. Like,
yeah,
I don't get...
That's like somebody asked me, so I know it'd be a bunch of niggas in your inbox.
No, it don't.
What they be saying to... Why are you asking me that?
Right.
That's an insecurity.
Yeah.
That is an insecurity.
You,
because why are you worried
you.
About the next
you worried about
the inbox?
I'm going to tell you what it is. These niggas be so caught up, period, just on shit that don't matter.
That don't matter.
That don't matter.
You know what I'm
saying? Like, don't matter, bro.
Your inbox doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter. Me and my wife don't check phones because it's not because of insecurity thing. I know that we've been...
It's trust.
Things. It's just... It's trust, but it's also... We have different lives. When you allow a motherfucker to have a different life and you trust
but
them.
But you should have a different life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have. That's why I said, with me, it's not about control. I want my woman to feel like she can cut her hair. She can wear a weave or a wig. It doesn't matter. Like, you
don't
feel
matter.
Me? Like, niggas be so caught up. And that goes back to sassy. If a nigga is always caught up in what you wear, what you got. Like, bro, you a homegirl.
You a homegirl.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my wife might be talking to me about her, and I'm on the game. Like, yeah, baby, that look fire. You know, I'm on, you feel me? I'm in my zone. I'm doing what I do. But some people don't have separate lives. I think that's where relationships go wrong because you expect for a motherfucker to be, like, when I get home, you should be home. Like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? Like, sometimes I might come home and she ain't been home all day. Like, where the fuck she at? But it's like, I understand she has a life. She has a mom. She has a, you know, family. You feel me? That's where control, like, a lot of people have control fucked up. With, like, loyalty. Like, this motherfucker needs to be home. And, like, even with women, like, not all women, but some women feel like they should be on a trip every month. Like, we don't save money.
Right.
Right.
That's when they get with drug dealers and niggas that got... Instant money. And
because social media and City Girls and them is telling you that that's the lifestyle you should be living. You don't got City Girl money, first of all. Or fame. Or lifestyle.
And the average nigga.
I told this one chick, she always come to me. She always come to me with motherfucking, with some social, little Uzi did this, whatever, some relationship with celebrities. I said, you know the biggest difference between them and us, we poor. We not. We kind of. We no ain't fucking what. Millionaires.
No matter what.
She when, just, we just.
She ain't got that money.
Not you, poor. We ain't fucking poor.
Your car break down. We're not at. We're
hey,
not
I think it's
same.
Hilarious when people be posting that they on trips. And they be posting like they just doing stuff that's so secluded.
Yeah.
Fam, we doing you're the doing same excursions that you doing. You.
Yes, at home.
Oh, my mama. I'm going to say this. It's this one chick. I'm not going to say her name. But she goes to El Nopal. And you know how you can type location, you can type anything. And she swear to God, she's in fucking Brazil or something. I'm like, what the? So I wrote her like, how was that Brazil trip? She said, what Brazil trip? I'm like, the one you was on a month ago. I was just an El Nopal. I just trying to shit on my haters. I said, what, nigga? I said, what'd you say to me? She said, you was on fucking Hirschborn Road, and you said you was in Brazil? I said, I got to block you. I can't talk to you no more.
Hey. You capping on social media.
Hey. I can't do it.
The cap for me is... Nah, I ain't gonna even say that.
Hey, y'all. Wait, why mad at me? No,
you good.
I be laughing
good.
At they podcast and real... I don't know what y'all said on the podcast last week. Y'all had First Lady NC on there.
Yeah.
I was weak.
Is it about the Harry Coochie or the Bob Coochie?
Probably. I think it was.
Because she said she don't like...
I was cracking
when we talked
up.
About sassy... When you talk about the sassy niggas, that's why I said we just talked about sassy niggas. She says she ain't gonna call it sassy, but she finds it unattractive if niggas just wax they joint.
I don't like it.
Hey, like man, we, hey, listen. We
you don't like
history
what?
History on she ball, don't like you meats.
Get rid of mail? All of your hair?
Listen, big. We sir. Winning, big.
Why are we doing this? Do you do it?
Nah, I don't.
Oh.
I like, and I'm getting older. I'm preferring like a little hair. Like, okay.
Yeah, me. I don't even want the coochie ball.
No. I ball. Hey, Rumble in the jungles, man.
What y'all said, but I was dead.
I don't know, but listen.
I was dead.
You don't have to. If you got a nigga that fuck with you, it don't have to be bald. It just
but
have to be
But what if you
tame.
Like about facts? It don't necessarily
like
be for the men.
Yeah, I don't never wait
I don't know. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been on a trip and wifey done got our shit together. Like, shit, I'm wolf man, baby.
That's fine.
You know, Rumble but in the it jungle. Was, for me, it was uncomfortable. I felt the breeze everywhere we went. I don't like to feel like that.
We do.
I ain't going to say
I like a little breeze.
Because
I got a different
that
type of
walk. And go to put my sundress on.
Listen.
And the wind is blowing.
See,
I like it, but I don't want y'all bothering.
That's when I know that men and women are the same in that area. Because when wifey did me, I ain't even go to professional. She did me.
Your wifey waxed you?
Man, I had... Listen. Hey. It wasn't even a wax. It was like the nurse shit.
Mm-hmm.
That shit get it gone. She was waxing. She was like, I can get you together. I'm like, cool. We going to the beach. I just want to feel like I'm with you. And I had on some Nike shorts. I said, babe,
I
prefer.
The wind was going through.
Yeah.
I was like, woo.
Mm-hmm.
I need to sit down, baby.
That's what we like.
The wind didn't hit the tip.
But we like a little breeze.
But
little
I like
fresh.
The man that, honestly, I know a lot of people be like, well, I mean, just trimming up. I don't really care.
Yeah.
Like,
Rumble in the jungle.
Because a man's a man. Like a man should be a man. I'm not
like,
worried about saving no shit.
As long as you ain't funky.
You.
As long as, like, I was about to say, ain't no hurricane coming. Now,
with these brackets,
you would not get up and have a hurricane caught in your fucking braces.
Oh, no, I'm out of here.
Oh, man.
That's wild. Hey, listen.
Has that ever happened to you before? Yeah, you laughing too hard. That didn't happen
to me. No, that
listen.
Would be terrible.
Listen. That's when you know.
That you.
That's too much.
You could have shaped it up.
You could have.
Listen, but how.
Landscape.
My thing is. My thing is, it ain't even on the nigga. You was buck wild to get some hair in your.
Yeah.
No, you were not.
What the fuck was you doing?
You. No.
That's wild.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's wild. You done got down.
No.
Especially if you got a nigga with some lymph, like you done got down.
You done got down.
Mm-mm.
You
oh, man.
Like,
she gets down. I forgot her name, but she gets down.
She gets down.
Hey, listen.
I'm terrible with names. I swear to God, I can't tell you.
Don't
hold on.
It.
Let me guess. Mel?
Nah, it's Annabelle.
Right? Okay, Annabelle. Okay, I was close.
Yeah.
Listen. Listen. That's
we had a guest, and I called her Anna, but her name was Anna.
Yes. Yeah, Big fucks up all the names, but it's natural, I think, for Big to fuck up names.
I got dyslexia, man.
He's a smooth nigga, Adderall, though. It's like he breezed through any establishment he's at. Like, I ain't getting names like that. I'm just here.
He be so straight-faced, too.
I ain't get your name.
But before we go any further, let's address this pink elephant in the room. What? How many of y'all niggas know how to play spades? I just don't get it.
Hey, man.
I don't get it, bro.
Because real spades players be way too serious. You can't teach
dominoes
me.
Too.
Yeah,
dominoes,
you can't teach me.
I
want to
be a part of that.
You know how to play tone?
Mm-mm. Ah, damn. I learned that, too. It's kind of like phase 10 a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, what class are y'all?
10.
Class of 10? 10.
08.
Oh, okay. Where you graduate from?
Butler.
Really?
Oh, 18. We 10.
Yeah.
You know my cousin, James Wilson?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's my blood cousin.
Yeah. See, me and Deanna used to be in the same class in like fourth grade, though.
Witness, too.
Yep, he's a witness, yep. Our whole family, our whole family's a witness, yep. How you know he was a witness? He
told us.
Yeah, so, I fuck with James.
So y'all know Tinky. Me and Deanna, I call him Tinky. We was pretty cool in the fourth grade.
In the fourth grade, y'all went to school together?
Yes.
Deanna, y'all really be remembering people, because I don't know.
Yeah.
Not remember
I still got my yearbooks and stuff, too.
We was lit. It was
a lot of people in our class.
What elementary you go to?
Yes. We went to Mill Creek.
Ah, that's why.
75% of
my... everybody that went to Mill Creek remembers everybody.
Yes, Mill Creek was a pod. You was in pod.
Yeah. Where was Mill Creek at? That's how I thought I Dixie, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yep. 75% of my school lived in the same trailer park. Oh, at elementary. I'm dead serious. I didn't know what a trailer park was. I live in a trailer park. I didn't know what the fuck... We didn't have no Google or nothing. What the fuck is that? I didn't know it. Because, no lie... It was
what
about
school did you go to?
Went to Stone Street Elementary, and I'm not fucking lying.
Yeah.
I can count on my fingers, and I might need my toes on how many black people was in that whole school.
Damn. Because what's it called now? Like, is it the school that's right there on Stone Street?
It's still
Street?
Stone Street Elementary.
Okay.
It's on Stone Street Road, right there off Gene Snyder. And we on 32nd, my granny's house, and they bust us way the fuck out there. But yeah, like the whole school. I live in a trailer. Like, oh, what the fuck's a trailer? I didn't know what a trailer was. I didn't have no phone.
You was supposed to, though. You was getting taken care of. That's why I said it don't matter where you live, it's how you live. Yep. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm dead. We grew up in a time without social media, so we ain't have nothing else to compare it to.
But that's why you got to understand why we, like, our school, like Mill Creek, like, even if you weren't in the same class, if you was in the same grade, you was in the same pie. You knew everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew everybody at Mill Creek. You know what I'm saying?
It was almost like teams. Like when you got to middle school and stuff, when they had to.
I ain't gonna lie, back then was kind of like high school already. I don't know why we was going through so much in
not
high school.
Me.
I don't know. There's a lot of things going on in elementary, fourth, fifth grade. Yes.
What the hell
doing? He was probably fighting.
Fighting a little, relationships.
I ain't never been called so many niggas. I called.
What at Stone Street?
Man, they used to call me.
They didn't know you from the trailer park.
Huh?
They didn't know you from the trailer park? I'm like, that's my nigga. He ain't a nigga.
No,
that's my
nigger with the ER on the motherfucker.
They mean business.
You stupid nigger. I'm like, what?
Bro, you told me this story before, bro. Bro,
I'm telling you, I had lawsuits like
shit.
The board.
You had a lawsuit.
Bro, like, it was some racism shit. Like, they used to make that. I wasn't the best student now. I'm not going to say I was an angry student, but they used to give me cold lunches and shit. Like, I had to write like 500. I'm not fucking lying. I used to have to write like 500 sentences before lunch if I didn't do it. I get a cold lunch. Everybody else eating pizza. I'm off in the corner eating tuna fish. Like,
seriously,
bro. They used to.
Nah, they was doing too.
But
much.
Look, I had a real lawsuit, and by the time it got real legs, I'm going off to middle school. And I'm like, I'm not, you know, fuck it. That shit's behind me now. I'm not thinking about no money. But I said, let's drop it. I'm ready to go on the next chapter of my life. But yeah, they used to make me stand in the middle of the classroom and shit. Like,
so what y'all think?
I was
about,
a third grader. Look, hold on. I was a third grader, and they used to have. No, I'm not making this shit up. I swear to God, my brother's grade. I'm a third grader, so they kicked me out of her class, and she would send me to her sister-in-law's class. We had a fifth grade, and they used to joke on me and shit and talk about me and shit. They're serious.
The white people?
Yeah, they're like, they're, you know, it's mostly white people. Yeah, they used to like, real serious business.
So what y'all think about the dude that hopped on the bus and was saying, don't touch my daughter, I'm going to fuck y'all up. This was last year. Yeah, he came on with his black.
Yeah, he did a lot.
If one of you bitches touch me, it's elementary school kids.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yes.
No, scratch that. What about, because y'all be making me feel like I know about sports, and I don't know crap about sports. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
Hey, man. Listen, when you getting...
with the flat arm.
I think...
He's sassy. He's what is emo.
I believe he's a homosexual.
I'm gonna tell you this though, in all honesty, in all seriousness, I think the money be making certain niggas show they self.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not even act. I think it's show they self. Like, I feel like if I had $1 million right now, you probably wouldn't see me, but I wouldn't get on like dressing a certain way and all that. Like, these niggas be dressing like they'll wear a skirt just
it's
because
more
it's Louis Vuitton.
When you got money and you got fame and stuff, I also believe that people be doing
let me
that
see
stuff
big as it going.
Publicity and stuff.
Facts. I think Jimmy Butler do it for more than publicity, but I think it's a certain level of integrity. And kids and shit like that.
Who, does
like,
Jimmy Butler have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I think he do, but
I don't know nothing about sports.
Some people just be doing shit, too. First of all, you knew that if you was... First of all, who did the silk press is what I want to know.
Facts.
Whoever
he paid to do that should have been like...
She was on Instagram.
She should have been like, so you
I'm
want
cool.
me to give
you,
you a little
trim? Kill it out.
Too, with this. You want to trim with yourself?
I think,
so he needed his ends trimmed,
he
right?
He needed his ends trimmed real bad. That's why it blew up. You saw him a few minutes later.
Yeah.
It had swollen.
He needed a little royal silk and shaving conditioner.
He needed a humectifiant.
Yeah, and an S3 spray
because
on
that humidity
that's
got
influence
to it real
right
quick.
There. Influence would have got
do
him.
Do y'all believe in like these celebrities being gay for money? Like, look, people think Lil Nas X ain't
no
really
money.
Gay. They think he's just...
I've been hearing that for years.
I ain't doing it for no money.
Let me
ask y'all this.
For no money, man.
Huh?
So y'all find a man in y'all dreams.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect man, whatever, 6 foot, good sex.
You got to say some bullshit.
I'm saying the perfect man. Y'all got the wedding date planned out. So about 2 or 3 weeks before the... Y'all dating for years, 6, 7, 8 years. Perfect man, whatever, perfect. Whatever, the picture perfect man, you can draw him up. So about 3 or 4 weeks before the wedding, you find out that he was a homosexual.
Or done just slept with a
that he was gay back in his college days. This is an actual story. Yeah.
Was he gay?
My mama used to have a book.
This is on Shade Room. It was on one of them sites, like.
Yeah.
And she called off the wedding. Like, she found out like a couple of days before the wedding that he was had an orgy. So it was something.
My mama had a book before. And I only remember because my wife read it and she told me about it. This nigga told his wife before they got married that he had a relationship with a nigga. And it was like straight up. Like where it was, they had kids, they was about to get married. Could you stay with a nigga that said, listen, I just slept with a guy before?
No.
Because Tank said that too. Yes. He said he had a homie that.
You called off the wedding? He's a baby dream though.
I don't care. Because if you've been doing it then, if you feel like, if you get that urge,
ooh,
you might go back to that.
That's what like I'm saying. Drug. Like, is it like
I'm saying like a woman. Like, say I'm about to marry a woman, and she say, listen, when I was in college, I had sex with...
You know good well you still gonna marry her.
Yeah for women, and for men,
what?
For
that's
women,
it's earlier.
Different.
It's different.
Yeah, it is
it's
different
definitely
for
different.
Men and women.
People hate that saying, though, that it's different, because someone's like, nah, it's the same.
It's always
totally
gonna be double standards in life, period.
Facts.
Like, that just exist, and they are what they are.
I agree. Like, men, women, basketball, they definitely want to come see niggas dunk.
Always.
Then women just shoot all night.
It's always going to be more acceptable for a woman to post 1,000 selfies on her page.
Facts.
Versus and doing duck lips and all of that versus
a man
doing it and he's supposed to, versus a straight man doing
it.
Because a straight man posting selfies doing duck lips.
Yeah. I agree with Boosie. If more women said that painting your nails is gay, my nigga, we not accepting that.
I don't want no man to paint his nails.
That's weird to me. Like, you feel me? Just me.
If you want that... Here's the thing.
I can't get the clear.
Now, I don't
take
clear.
Take
that's
a care of yourself
cool.
is
yeah.
cool.
That's
I
don't
take
you
care
like
of yourself.
As self-care.
Yeah.
I personally, if my man ever asked me how I feel about the clear coat.
You ain't got to get it. Just get a little buff.
Just get your nails buffed. I don't really...
You don't need no
paint. You don't need a clear coat.
You don't need no coat.
But me.
Me,
but
you don't need no
coat. Do I knock a man getting a clear coat? No.
Right.
Do I knock a man getting polishing his nails? No. Do
not
I
my man.
Prefer my man to do it? No.
Okay. That's see, I like the stages that you just put that in. Like, it's cool for you, my nigga, but my nigga at home, like, my wife know me. Like,
so your nigga can't come on with the clear coat?
I don't really want that. But if he do, I'm not gonna call him gay.
Anything shiny on a nigga that ain't a grill is sassy.
Nope.
No.
Like, I think the chain, I think the certain chains, me, I'm just, I have sons. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see my sons doing certain, if my son came home and his nails was painted, you might get your ass whooped because what happened through the day that you said, cool, just give me green. Just, you feel me?
Expression.
Just, so hold on. So the first date, dude picks you up. And I'm going to surprise you on the first date. He takes you to the nail salon, y'all get manicures.
We can do that.
We can do it.
That's a beautiful day.
And he gets the
clear. Like,
is that a deal breaker?
No, I'm gonna tell him, it's not a deal breaker, but I'm gonna tell him just get it buffed.
Yeah. Okay, because I go from time to time, but I only got the clear on my hands, and I only got that one time.
It ain't no problem.
Ain't no problem.
Yeah.
As long as it ain't like a clear nude.
Yeah, don't have no color in there. Don't do like a clear pinky nude.
Anything shiny is sassy.
No, it's not.
What the fuck you talking about? What do you mean shiny?
If you get it buffed, your nails
if we sitting here right now and my shit's glossy, like my nails is clean, you feel me? I go and get my nails clean. If she go get her toes done and stuff, I might get my feet done and shit like
that's
that.
Fine.
Yeah. And my, you know, if she's, it's a help good with your, it'll help good with your, it's healthy. Like, yeah, get me healthy then. Like, but don't put.
Get me healthy.
Once that little, you know, the tip of the polish hit your. It's sassy. That's a little sassy, bro. You
feel me?
That's just
sassy.
Me, though. That's just me thinking. I don't want to see, look down at myself and be like, damn, I'm kind of glossy.
No, it ain't nothing wrong with it. Because me, you know, as a woman, if I go and do my nails and all I put on is a clear coat, I'm mad about it. Because I need polish. I'm
Women,
personally not doing
that. Turns me on, though. If I see your toes is pink and your finger, I'm a toe guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like feet. If your feet ain't, you can be.
I like a man that like feet. I don't like a man that got a foot fetish, but.
Now, I have a bit of a foot fetish, though, but not like. Crazy, like I need your shoes. And
yeah,
shit like that. But my thing is like,
so y'all getting your toes sucked on? Y'all like it?
Oh
like,
no, I like it. I'm too ticklish. I'm ticklish, but my toes ain't ticklish.
No, man.
I mean, to me, it's like
you ever had to lick the bottom of your feet.
Ooh,
like,
I don't want you to do it. No.
The bottom of my foot.
You're gonna get
right
kicked.
There in that arch. That's
you're
the
gonna
most
get
ticklish part of my
see,
foot.
See, my thing
donkey
is,
God,
I'm
damn.
Not going straight for the feet. Like, if I'm turned on bad, like, okay, you got like the white tips on your
French tip.
The French tips on your toes and shit like that. Because you can be bad as fuck, but if I look down in your feet, oh no.
We know some people with some ugly feet.
I don't like when women don't have polish on their feet.
Yeah, you need to keep them buffed and keep them smooth because if we in the midst of missionary or something, and your feet is, I'm one of them guys. I'm not going to leave that out. I'm not going to leave that out. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not just going straight for your feet to suck on your toes and we just.
But you're going to make your way there.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we in a jacuzzi setting and you, that's why I like Kevin Gates. When he be talking to the women, he know what he be talking about. Women like shit like that. Like, women like to be like, damn, this motherfucker like me.
Right.
You know,
he really don't.
Right.
That and you never know what turns a woman on. Like, you have to, you can't just be one way with a woman. Like, I want to put my meat in you.
Please don't. Please.
You have
get
to
off
be,
of me.
It's stages. If
so, foreplay is mandatory these days?
100%. And don't just try to speed through it neither.
Listen, if any men out there on the camera, any men out there wonder why you never got a call back, foreplay for an hour to 2 hours.
It's too damn long.
That's a little long.
I was gonna say, I ain't got me that.
I'm just saying, just
relax.
Just the,
let's
just
speed
the.
Up a little bit.
Yeah, but check it though. See, y'all saying that, but say I came to watch a movie and you feeling me.
I mean, we can watch.
I don't have to fuck you to foreplay you. I don't have to touch you, your vagina to foreplay you.
Get off of me.
You know what I'm saying? We're watching a movie, talking. And this nigga's rubbing my feet for no reason because I told him I'm gonna work all day.
Okay.
You're gonna be ready after that.
I hope my mama ain't watching this, but she is. She know her daughter.
Her and the queens is gonna watch.
They know.
The queens? Who's the queens?
The quarantine queens. That's her friends. They lit. But anyways,
is that a rap group or something?
Barbecue or something? No, they just lit.
I love how older women think. Like, older women give you a point of view that is...
Yeah, they do. I'm
certain women ain't been through what...
Yeah.
40 plus has been through.
Oh, yeah. You
know I love when me and Deanna, though, get around them and we can, like, school them on stuff.
Yeah.
Because they be going through some of the same stuff that we be going through.
What's a city girl?
And then we be talking about some stuff. They be like, oh, y'all like it? That's too much. We be like, girl, y'all don't? What's happening?
Yeah, it's old school.
So this one time, I had gotten... you know, a certain part of foreplay for like an hour straight.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have kept going for real.
That's what I'm saying. See, y'all said that's too long.
I said it was too long at first, and then I thought about it, and I was like,
no, listen.
What was this foreplay consistent of?
He got to know the details of everything.
If you don't mind asking, what the fuck was he doing?
Hold on, Big. I'm going to just school you something real quick.
Stop asking her a question, nigga. Well, go ahead.
I'm just going to school you on something. You said what was he doing that was too long? It goes back to...
I'm not saying it was too long. I'm saying it was for an hour. Like,
let's go back to lesbians or women that, like... All women ain't lesbian. They just freak. Some women just freaky. I'll fuck with you because you here.
Some women would fuck a roach if he had a fucking charger.
Go ahead. Hey, I seen it on Facebook. A female said... That a man will fuck a roach if it had big titties and
it would.
But
would.
Let's go back. Women would too if it came with crab legs. Absolutely not.
I got some standards.
So, yes, but some women, if they ain't got to go to work, I'm fucking with this nigga.
Nope.
I ain't got to go to work tomorrow.
I'm tired of looking at him. He's starting to look ugly. I need to get to work.
I got to get up and go to work, and you still on my couch?
No, absolutely. I'm saying a nigga that rather you be in the house. He got a business. He a roach looking nigga.
No, I don't want to look at you every day.
I don't want to look at you every day. That's you look different. Like a roach. And the only time I enjoy you is during sex.
That's different because some women will take that for trips. Some women will take that for trips.
I'm annoyed as fuck that you heard.
Some women will take that for trips and to look good on Facebook.
I can take myself on a trip.
You know, I had one time,
and I think they set this up. This dude who never looked at me wrote me and was like, he was going on a trip. He asked me if I would be his date to go, but I had just like got his friend's number or something. I think they was like setting it up. And I was like, nah, like I'm straight. He was like, you don't want no trip, blah, blah. I told him, I was like, I'm not one of these $40 chicks that just need to go on no trip. Like,
I hate
the same trip that you getting ready to take me on, I literally can book and take myself on it. Which I think it was after the fact. But I'm like, I can book the trip and take myself. Like,
Shout out to the women to get their own bag.
Yeah.
And more women need to understand.
Hold on, ladies, stop going on trips with strangers. You might not come
back. Stop going on trips with strangers.
You might end up in a goddamn dumpster or something.
But to a nigga like me, if we wasn't together and I'm really out here like that, I'm going to look at you how women look at niggas. Bitch, you a bum.
A bum.
As soon as we go on the first day, you saying, nigga got to pay this and I want this and you live...
I'm not going to say anything.
Come on.
Because you're either going to pay or you're not.
Right.
And if you're not, then we won't go on another date.
Don't get me wrong. If I ask you on a date, I'm paying.
Period.
Yeah.
That's just boss player shit.
I'm not going on a date. Like, you can say what you want. I'm not going on a date where we're expected to split the bill. It's not a date thing.
It's not Dutch.
Now, I agree with, everybody be like, man, that's tricking. Like, if you can't afford to show a woman a good time, like women are what holds all this shit together. Whether you think you the Mac or not, like if you can't afford to take a woman to get motion,
$50.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and if you can't afford to take me on a date, don't ask me out on a date.
Don't ask.
And you don't have to take me on a date that requires money.
Right.
We can go, especially like in the beginning stages, we can go somewhere where we can go walking in the park.
Y'all been to the drive-in?
I ain't never been to the drive-in.
Pretty dope.
I went to the drive-in when we was young, but shit.
I ain't never been. But
for real?
Mm-mm.
Because that was the shit when we was young. You know, go to the drive-in.
I wasn't going to no drive-in.
I went to the museum.
You don't want to go to the drive-in?
No, I just ain't never been.
It's pretty
dope. I would want to go.
Yeah, because it's lit. Though.
It's Halloween. They about to close down for the season, so they got the little scary movie specials.
I don't do scary movies.
That's why I say, when y'all said... I don't think we even touched on it. What makes a lame nigga? I think that's what makes a lame nigga. Like, first of all, if you got kids, take care of your kids, my nigga. You lame as fuck for taking anybody on a date or leaving the house and you ain't thought about your seed.
That's
two, if you're gonna take a woman on a date, nigga, you gotta be creative, my nigga, and you gotta be willing to say.
And ain't nobody creative.
You know what I'm saying? Like, women don't.
But I don't speak it because I've been praying to God. So I might be getting a creative man.
But women, I feel like I know women. I ain't gonna be an expert, say I'm an expert on women, but I feel like I know women enough to know if I'm gonna ask you on a date, especially a first date, it gotta be unique. Thirsty. You know what I'm saying? This shit gotta be unique.
Is it gone?
Yeah, bro, finished it off. It's tequila, you gotta get the Casamigos, yeah, my boy.
What you got work tomorrow?
I ain't got work tomorrow. Yeah. I gotta drive. This nigga stay in the middle of nowhere. I gotta drive 40 minutes in the other direction.
Listen, so I'm in the Batcave.
This is a nice spot out here.
If I drive out 20 minutes and you following me, you are following me.
Ooh, we can go to Freddy's.
Yeah, Freddy's is fire. Hold on, though.
They open
burgers.
Let's go ahead and get into our segment.
Okay, bad.
The big and lazy segment.
Bad.
I need both of y'all to give us something good to eat and something good to watch.
Now we like to eat.
Since y'all said Freddy's, we don't have food stamps. I'm at Freddy's once a week. I'm at Freddy's once a week, bro. But definitely give us something good to eat. Turn us on, too. Give us something good to eat and something good to watch. The big and lazy segment is the big part and the lazy part. Lay back, what y'all like to do.
Let's see. Because I love to eat. Mm-hmm. How many food spots can we give?
As many as you want.
Turn us on.
Oh, I just tried a good one.
What did I eat the other day?
Lay it on us.
I don't know. It's a new Caribbean spot in the Highlands, and it's called Coco and Ray, I think.
I'm going to go there probably this week.
They were really good. I just tried them last week.
What kind of food?
Caribbean, like Jamaican. So they got oxtails, jerk chicken.
Ooh, I'll fuck with that type of shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to the Rooftop Grill.
Love Rooftop.
I used to work. That was my last job before I started cutting hair.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Our favorite is always Havana Rumba.
Love them. They margaritas.
Cuban food.
Fire.
Yeah.
I love Cuban food.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Men, don't ask a woman where she likes to eat and then you think that Texas Roadhouse is a place that she likes to eat, especially if she tells you she likes to get dressed up.
Yeah.
We can't get dressed up at Texas Roadhouse.
Why not?
Who's putting on heels and a good body con to eat it?
What the fuck? What's wrong with that?
Are they still spitting the...
We don't want to go there on a date because we can go there anytime.
If I tell you that I want to get dressed up, I want to go swizzle.
Who?
Ain't that on
swizzle.
Fourth?
It's in the golf
Soul
house.
Okay.
What's another one? Ruth Chris, Martini.
Yeah.
Longhorns?
No.
Damn.
I'm not dressing up for Longhorns. I'll put some clothes on, but I ain't getting dressed up.
I'm going
to
put
If
on
you want
some
me to dress to impress, let's get something good to eat. Now, if you want me to just be casual, we can go
take
some.
If you want me to go on a date with you, then get on Google or Yelp and look up somewhere nice.
Yeah. Period. Somewhere that you ain't been before.
Y'all see that Cincinnati place? It's like a... they serve fancy food. It's like a movie theater.
No.
Yeah, they got one in Cincinnati, too. Yeah. I mean, they got one in Chicago.
I'll show it to you. Yeah, but I forgot the name of it.
They got one in Chicago, too.
Havana Rumba. What did we just watch? We watched The Shy. We watched Force. We watched... I like Force.
I haven't watched Power since Ghost Down.
Have y'all watched Suits?
Suits.
On Netflix?
Nope.
Suits is a good one.
If you watch it, it's going to have you on a chokehold.
Suits is good.
Suits is real good.
What else? Nowhere. Well, y'all might not care about Nowhere.
No, they're not gonna like
you. Not. Never mind.
I'm gonna give you two gems real quick. Mm. A woman never really knows what she wants to eat. You gotta really kind of just know.
It depends.
Shit.
Let me give y'all a little game.
That's good.
Just watch her Facebook and watch her social. She'll tell you everything.
Facts.
I didn't got so many.
I can't
women
stand
just,
a seafood woman though. You like, God show, damn, right. Seafood just hit the city. When seafood lady, I never seen so many
now, seafood
girls.
Lady. They.
Hit or miss.
They had some good Taco Tuesday tacos. It was real good, cheesy, like quesadilla style almost.
Fire.
Got lazy.
Went back the following week.
They ran out of sauce.
But the second one, the second gem is...
Oh, my bad.
If you're going to take... that's all good. If you're going to take a woman to Texas Roadhouse, Applebee's, anywhere that they can go eat on their own with their homegirls, let it be something else afterwards. Like, let's go grab a bite to eat. We both smoke. Let's go grab something to eat real quick. You know, especially if you can't decide, her, I'll get you whatever you want from Texas Roadhouse. Get the biggest steak you got. You know what I'm saying?
But then also, I'll take you to a movie, to me, or
dance.
Don't know. Let it be a first date. Like, let it be like, we've been getting to know each other for...
Right.
What?
I feel you, though.
What?
But no, like, let us, like, we've been getting to know each other for, like,
what a few you weeks, eat?
Maybe a couple months or whatever. Like, we know each other now.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm not judging you like, oh, this nigga's cheap. And I'm like,
right.
And if he took me to Texas Roadhouse. Nah, right. We just going to get something to eat real quick. And then we going, like you said, we going to do something later. Or we going to get something to eat and then we going to go kick it or something. Because we've already built a rapport with each other. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But I'm going to tell you, that's fellas, why I got women are more vulnerable too. Because a nigga can gas like the fuck out of your roof, Chris. We'll do all this and then.
And then don't do nothing after.
Bowling?
Don't introduce a vibe that you can't afford.
Period.
That you
can't. Don't gaslight start something that you cannot maintain. That's my
don't do it. Leave me where I'm at.
Don't try to impress me first date and then second date, you ain't get it.
Don't do it.
Look where that money go.
You ain't had the first date.
And don't come to me. Don't have all your stuff together and have the money before you meet me.
Right.
And then when you meet me, you ain't got it together and you ain't got the money.
Because that pisses me off.
But I'm going to keep it real. That's why I'm happy I'm married, because...
Stay married.
I'm gonna tell you.
Work it out.
I'm gonna tell you beforehand. Yeah, we did Roof Chris last time, but nigga, I lost my job, baby.
And so, if you know y'all real about that, you real about been engaged.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it real. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Been what?
Engaged.
Oh no, absolutely not.
So what's y'all take on?
What you mean absolutely not? Like why?
No.
What's y'all take on marriage though? Like, would y'all rather be married or with somebody you locked in with? Period. Or is it? Or y'all rather like? Dance, go and do what you want when you want. You know what I'm saying? Some women don't like to admit it, but they bigger players than niggas. They like to be in multiple situations.
That's not me.
Some women like to be shared.
No.
And, I ain't gonna say his name, but I'm not gonna say her.
Another one.
I'm not gonna say, but I'm gonna tell you. I was dating a chick, but I'm put my glasses
my
back on.
Got the relationship.
Monkey ass nigga, bro. It's how monkey this nigga is. I don't know, like, we got nieces and nephews in common. He want to beef over a bitch. Ain't that some goofy ass shit?
Yes.
Yeah, that's some monkey ass shit, bro. Like, bro.
That's silly.
Obviously, she want to entertain, but hey, you can have her, bro. I don't want no smoke about no, excuse me for saying the B word, too. It's women present, but yeah, bro. Like,
ladies.
Nigga, that's just
ladies.
Some goofy, it was, like, if goofy,
it was some,
bro.
If it was some bitches present, we would say bitches.
That's some goofy women. Shit, bro. We got blood in common. You want to go to war over nothing.
Let me ask y'all a question, though.
Over nothing. Nothing. I don't want over nothing, but go ahead.
But would y'all date a nigga that is clearly just like, a fucking problem.
No.
But to you, he's totally different.
No. Nah.
So, like, you got to take this nigga home to y'all family, but everybody know this nigga for a certain thing.
What they know him for?
Yeah.
Being a hoe.
No.
Being a, you know. But to you, it's like, damn, this nigga. Because like Big said, if a hoe can be a housewife, I'm a firm believer that a nigga can change for the right woman.
I want to know how long ago was... Yeah,
we need to have a part two. Y'all think we should do a part two?
We need to, because it's
part two. Up. Let's do 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
More.
What's your affirmation?
Oh. I ain't even answer the question.
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
But I want to know how long ago was he a hoe? Because
what if you meet him and he'd be like, listen, I'm used to dealing with X amount of females,
right?
But you. Like, I would drop everything for, I would be vulnerable enough to be like, look, I got this going on, that going on, but I'm vulnerable enough to tell you I don't want that. I want what we got.
I don't
want to
hear your words. I want to see your actions.
Period.
Talk is cheap.
Yeah, facts. Talk is real cheap.
Talk is cheap.
And I need to see your actions over time.
So you don't have kids. Could you date dudes with kids?
I prefer not to. I have, but they was real, like, they was old. Okay. Older, like... They wasn't new. I don't want to date no kids.
I ain't doing
no dude with new kids.
You said you're not doing it?
I'm not doing the Rugrats. I don't got kids myself.
I don't got kids, and I'm not a
what's a Rugrat?
Six and under, seven and under. Fuck that. I'm cool.
I mean, the baby daddy can still be around. It's still fresh. I mean, they're going to be around regardless, but I feel like when they that young, like, I don't know if you still, like, because, like, nah. I said, I feel like I know women. When you got babies, it's like, come on, man. You just pushed out a nigga's baby.
Now, it would be different if she was still a baby, but.
You know what I'm saying? You're
right before? No, I'm straight.
But see, that's where I feel like there's the time limit. Like, okay, this baby's 5. And y'all not together.
This is one chick on my timeline.
You know what I'm saying?
She got... Hold on, I'm going to cut you off. She's like...
good.
The baby's like fucking 6 weeks, and she's already looking for a stepdad. Like,
no.
I'm taking stepdad advocate. Yeah, like she's
listen,
a
fellas,
I done follow
her. If they 3 and under, fellas, that nigga is still...
in the picture.
I feel like if I fuck with you and you say your baby daddy ain't picture, that's the first red flag, even though niggas is fuck niggas. But my thing is, your choice... That's what I was going to ask. Do y'all judge a nigga off his baby mama?
Kinda.
I'm one of them. If I was single, if you fuck with this nigga, I'm not fucking with you. That nigga is dirty.
I'm like, definitely gonna be looking at you some type of way, depending on who your baby mama is.
So do y'all care about the body count? Say y'all don't. So, in the same breath, you say you can't mess. You know what I mean? Like,
because it depends on what the baby mama's coming with for me.
Right.
Because if she's like super... Body count, I don't know who you done been with or how many you done been with.
And don't want to know.
If I know who your baby mama is and I know she's full of drama and she's dirty and she's this and that, then I'm looking at you some type of way because I know who your baby mama is. Like, and you had a whole baby with her?
Yes.
Mm. And if you was in a relationship with her?
Yeah.
Then it's like, damn, like,
you have a
what
fault?
You think of me?
Exactly.
You have a fault.
Over a nigga?
Who?
Oh. Yeah, you have a fault, like,
nah.
Rolling around in that dirt, like.
Over a dude?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Would y'all?
Nah.
Nope. Your nigga.
If it was my husband.
Yeah, it's your nigga.
I want pepper spray. This one nigga.
It depends on the situation.
I mean, high school shit. Like, when I switched schools and I found out who was really trying to holler at my woman, I'm like, my nigga, like, we friends. We supposed to be friends,
passionate.
My nigga. Like, that's why I say I'm very passionate. So don't, I always
it
say.
It was my friend? We supposed to be friends?
Yeah, we supposed to be friends. Like, you my nigga. You know who my woman is. Like, come on now.
Don't play with me.
Don't play.
Yeah, like.
Because now I feel disrespected. I don't get enraged over a lot.
Right.
But if I feel a certain level of disrespect,
oh, I'm gonna turn
it
up.
I feel like you're playing in my face, and I don't like it.
And
so,
I'm gonna go back
ain't
to
really
I'm,
no telling what you know.
I'm gonna go back to like baby mama drama. Certain people, women, gotta see in advance what type of nigga they dealing with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Cause me, I feel like if you're a real boss player, stand up type of nigga, it don't matter what type of female you dealing with. If it's over, it's over. And I'm going to take care of my business. It's certain niggas that don't even understand what the fuck they do with these women to make them be crazy-ass baby mama.
Yeah.
You got a crazy-ass baby mama.
Yeah.
Like, you might get with a freak, and everybody knows she a freak, she crazy. But I feel like if you're a real nigga, like, look, everything taken care of. You ain't have nothing to fucking worry about. You know what I'm saying? Like young niggas come to me and be like, man, what should I do? I'm like, nigga, take her to court. Before she take you to fucking court, nigga, I take care of my baby. Look, I spend all this money on my baby. All I want is weekends. You feel what I'm saying? Certain niggas will go through a whole bunch of mess with a woman
just
because they like toxic shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she on me. She on me. Like, we got to get rid of that, my nigga.
Yeah,
like,
we too old.
Get
we
rid of your
old.
Motherfucking ego, my nigga. Like,
that ego is going to be the death of a whole lot of people.
Yes,
a whole
it
lot
is.
Of situations.
And it's pride.
Because family's Jesus. Family. If we not together, but I say, look, your LG&E will never be cut off because my child's there. Some niggas will be like, nah, my child can just come over here like my nigga.
I'm one of them niggas.
You have to, it has to be a certain level of, I know people hate like grooming, but like if I'm with you for a certain amount of time, I want shit to rub off on you. Like if I was with you the whole time and lights ain't cut off and we ain't sitting in this bitch in the dark, I expect for you if we break up like, damn, that nigga taught me how to go and make sure my lights is on. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm not knocking up no female that don't have a sense of urgency. And, like, if I leave, she ain't gonna let the next nigga come in here and be fucking on it and not paying bills. The last nigga didn't do that. You feel what I'm
but
saying?
But what somebody do with one person ain't going to be what they do with the next.
Facts. Mm-hmm. But all the time. Like I said, strokes, I'm with you for a certain amount of time. I expect for you to take heed to how my lifestyle is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just me. Like, I expect to rub off on you. If I'm a hustler, I expect if you were not a hustler and we break up and we got a baby, you a fucking hustler by now. I don't expect for you to keep hitting me like for
but
shit.
Some don't get that.
Man, they might be a hustler with you and be a bum with the neck.
Exactly.
Facts. Facts.
But it was good talking to you, ladies. We got to do this again.
We had a great time.
It was.
Great. Shout out your podcast.
We Them Girls Podcast. Y'all follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
We Them Girls Pod. Mm-hmm. Follow us. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, We Them Girls Podcast.
Follow some real spiritual.
You do makeup?
Gifted
makeup
ladies.
I do makeup. Ooh, is it?
Yeah, like it's professionally done right there.
I do
there.
Makeup and I do hair.
Both of y'all laced. Y'all can't
I don't
wear
do
straight,
makeup.
Straight.
You don't do makeup?
Don't do makeup.
Does she do your makeup?
She do her
she
makeup.
Does, but I do mine.
She do beat. Okay. I be doing her face sometimes.
But I do makeup. Hair.
That's Main and Beauty up. Bar. Y'all can follow us on Instagram there too. Is it The Main and Beauty Bar?
Yes, The Main and Beauty Bar.
The Main and Beauty Bar on Instagram. And then you can book your appointment, your hair, your makeup, your locks, whatever.
Your we wash.
Shout out to y'all, man. And we appreciate
you got
y'all,
an
man.
Affirmation for the week. Just if God has been telling you to let go of some stuff because He's trying to level you up. Let it go so that you can make room for what is next.
Facts.
That's all I got for y'all.
That's it. That's all.
That's it.
I'm going to give y'all one, too.
Yeah.
Take care of your motherfucking kids.
Take care of your kids.
Kids ain't asked to be in this motherfucker.
Period.
And have goals for yourself, man. Average ain't enough in 2023.
No.
I'm gonna keep it real, man. Average ain't enough. If you're looking for relationships, if you're looking for God, God's not looking for average people. He's looking for people that like know His motherfucking word, know how to, you know what I'm saying, go about life every day, because everything ain't gotta be toxic. You Mm-mm. gotta take time for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Take time for your kids, or take time for your friends. Like, if you don't have children, make sure somebody else is straight. You know what I'm saying? Give back
Hold
to
on.
Your people.
And one more thing. Have y'all ever tried mushrooms?
No. Not doing that.
Do y'all plan on doing
it? No.
Okay.
I ain't gonna lie, babe. We talk all the time about shrooms, but I'm still intrigued. We said we wasn't gonna drown.
I'm not. You know,
OJ
a lot of people are
that.
Very intrigued. A lot of people do them. Yeah. I don't knock people that do them, but I don't really want to go on no trip.
I'm gonna say the only reason why I still want to is because I just feel like there's more. Like, I believe in God because I feel like there's more than me. There's more mm-hmm. than just me waking up every day. So when they be like, it's a spirit, yeah. it's a spiritual thing, I get intrigued because I feel like, even in the Bible with y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all go to church, so I know y'all come across when they be like, the angel came to me and they be like, don't be afraid because angels don't look like how we think they look.
You think they was doing shrooms in the Bible?
I feel like they was coming across.
They said
across,
Adam and Eve was.
I feel like they was the coming shrooms. Across things in
what?
The Bible.
Hold
no,
on.
Facts though. I feel like the, I feel like they was coming across things
shrooms.
In the Bible that was making them try psychedelics.
But serious though. Like, you know, they ate the fruit.
We about to talk about
yes.
it.
And they opened their eyes. The eyes, they realized.
Yes.
But
I'll
stay away
drink
from the mug.
I smoked some weed and felt like, damn, I should not be doing what I did yesterday. It was all the way yesterday. I shouldn't have did that. But I definitely feel like in the Bible they was coming across certain things, like he ate upon the fruit. And then he
They was hallucinating.
God came to him and within his
You think so?
I don't know.
We about to look it up.
Definitely.
All right.
And we out. I love talking to y'all. Follow me on Instagram _BFINES.
Go down the line.
For more interesting stories, follow mm-hmm. me on Instagram. I got a lot of interesting stories.
Follow you where? Your individual?
Follow me on
And Big and Lazy Podcast. My fault. Big and Lazy Podcast. Instagram.
Big yeah. and Lazy.
A scammer tried
Shout
to get me on Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm going to say his.
A scammer?
Yeah, yes. man. So-and-so, I give you extra followers. So I said, all right, give me extra 200 followers. And nigga, I give you some money, and nigga, like it, 200 followers. I blocked him. His buddy gonna write me, "You are wrong for that." So I know plenty of people. All right, nigga. Block you too, nigga. Get out of here. Yeah. Yeah, we just like, yeah.
Yeah, what's shout your out your individual.
Oh, my fault.
Nah, you good, bro. Just trying to make sure everybody get theirs off.
Y'all follow me at thatgirl.mill_ on Instagram. It's my personal page.
My personal is Annabelle. It's Bell with two L's. And it's one... A-N-N-A-B-E-L-L 1229. And B. Haywood will plug us too. But it's Annabelle 1229 on Instagram.
Hey man, you can find me at Greedy and Lazy. Greedy _ Lazy. Now Greedy and Lazy _USA on Instagram. You know, just, you know, tap in, y'all. Follow black business, man. Follow black intelligence, man. I'm happy we
black greatness
had a
black
chance greatness to have these two great women.
We was upon glad to be here with y'all.
You know, and with intelligent, you know, knowledge. And shout out B. Haywood,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
the
Big
Confirm
B in the building.
Network. You know, we out, man. Shout out to another one.
That's a dope picture.
Bye.
We'll be back with another one too.
Wait, hold it.
Yeah, hold it. Get snap it up.
See
send
if
it
I
to
can
me.
Get it real quick.
Get my leg up, bro. That's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, my leg. Tajay, put it back up.
I'm sorry.
You gotta put the peace sign up.
Oh, I'm fault.
I'm dead. Okay.
We out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.